Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Astrology Now podcast. My name is Christine Rodriguez, and in this segment, we are going to discuss the upcoming full moon on April 5th, 2023. As always, before we get started, I like to remind you all that I study the Vedic sidereal system of astrology if you are new to this podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the differences between Western tropical astrology and the sidereal Vedic system, you can go to my website, innerknowing.yoga, click on media and then astrology now, and you will find a podcast embedded there, as well as playlists available to teach you more about the houses, the planets, the signs, the nakshatras, and interviews, etc. Normalcy. I've been looking forward to sitting down and recording this podcast. Some of you know I'm traveling. Maybe you all know I'm traveling. I can't remember if I mentioned it or not, but I decided to go on almost a two-week road trip. Well, about a week and a half, two-week road trip. And it's just me and my dog, and we are doing kind of like a Southwest-ish tour. And it's so fun so far. We are driving a lot. We're hiking a lot. And it's really like windy where we are, and it's kind of cold still out in the desert and out in the mountains. And it's like very vata inducing. If you're familiar with Ayurveda, vata is the wind element. It's like windy, scattered, kind of disorganized. And with all the driving and shift in scenery and the hiking and the wind and the cold, I'm just kind of like vata deranged, honestly. I'm kind of spaced out, but I've been contemplating a lot. I've had a lot of amazing time to process my life and like events that have been happening. And again, it's just me. And a lot of the time we don't even have reception. So it's just me and my dog like out here and lots of time to think and just kind of be. And it's been very profound. And if you're thinking about traveling, especially if you have a dog, I highly recommend it. Some folks were concerned that I might get lonely. I don't feel lonely at all. I thrive. I'm thriving. I love people. I love to be around people, but I'm completely fine doing this. But all of that to say, with all the change and shift, having my touchstone of what is familiar with this amazing podcast and you all who are here with me every week or some weeks, it means a lot to me, and it always feels like coming home. And so I'm just so, so, so grateful to be here. Thank you so much for being here. I'm going to share some of what I've been contemplating in relationship to this upcoming full moon that we're having. So let's go ahead and get into it. Let's talk about the astrology. So as I mentioned earlier, we are having a full moon that is coming up on April 5th. And this full moon specifically is taking place in the sidereal sign of Virgo. Keep in mind that the full moon is typically a time of releasing and letting go. You know, if there have been things in our life that are more active and alive in our daily life and they're a little bit more prominent, perhaps it's a time to do a little spring cleaning, so to speak. But sometimes there are things that are a little bit more latent, you know, and they kind of hang out in our periphery. And we're just kind of still hanging out, like holding on to some sort of hope, or maybe it's some sort of habit we have where it's like almost clear, but sometimes we indulge it. There might be a little bit of a lesser known that it's time to release and let go of. You know, some things are bigger knowns, some things are lesser known, some things are right in front of our face, and some things hang in the periphery. But either way, if there's something that's coming to your mind as you're hearing this, especially if it's like the first thing that popped into your mind, it could be an opportunity to do a little cord cutting, do a little clearing. I also think that the full moon is a nice time to get rid of objects with energetic ties. So if somebody gave us a gift and they're not in our life anymore, and maybe the gift holds some sort of meaning, you know, if it's an outdated meaning. So it's an opportunity to just kind of clear out, freshen things, do a space clearing, do an energetic clearing, all of that. Full moon is always a really sweet time for that. And I really like this full moon specifically for clearing because it is in the sign of Virgo. And the sign of Virgo is all about health and wellness and vitality. The symbol is a maiden carrying Ayurvedic medicine. So it's literally associated to health and welfare, service, right? And so anything that can amplify our health on an emotional level, a mental level, energetic level. But Virgo is also very meticulous and very clean and very organized and detail oriented. So like I was saying, if there's something around the house that needs to be cleaned up or spruced up, if you want to do Palo Santo, light some incense, could also be your car. It could even be your physical body, like getting a pedicure, getting a manicure, getting your haircut, doing something to just kind of spruce up. I think that Virgo is really great for that, really good for those detail-oriented things. Maybe even doing artwork. So again, this full moon is taking place in Virgo. The nakshatra that the full moon will be in is Hasta. And so Hasta is associated to the hand. Hasta literally means hand. So the symbol is a hand. And it's great for anything that involves dexterity or utilizing your hands. So it could be sculpting, it could be painting, it could be crafting or art, it could be building and constructing. And it can also represent getting a grip, literally doing things that we've been putting off or postponing, just being a little bit more responsible. But I've also noticed that Hasta is quite humorous. It's really good for levity and laughter and having a good time too. So just trying to find that balance between being serious, being detail-oriented about our life, energetically, emotionally, mentally, but then also kind of having, you know, a little bit of fun, kicking back. Something that I was just... that just came into my mind as I was saying, like, detail-oriented emotionally, mentally. Like, sometimes, like I was saying, there can be things that are hanging in our periphery. And so this full moon, when we have a full moon in Virgo like this, this marks the Sanantana Dharma holiday, which is Hanuman Jayanti. And so this is celebrating the god Hanuman, who is the god of the wind. And he is a heroic player in the Ramayana, if you've heard of the Ramayana. And he's known for his bravery, his courage, and most of all, his humility and his devotion. And so he balances this incredible integrity and strength with this incredible humility and devotional love. And so Hanuman is one of my personal favorites. You probably remember me making a big deal about this last year. I was posting about Hanuman Jayanti like every day for a while. I know that I talked about it on the podcast. But what I thought was so interesting, y'all, is that last year on Hanuman Jayanti, I was on my way to New Mexico with my ex, who was a very significant person in my life, who is a very significant person in my life. And this year on Hanuman Jayanti, I'm literally in New Mexico as we speak. And so I won't be in New Mexico for the actual full moon, but I thought that it was just such an interesting correlation. And I think that these moments are genuinely winks from the universe, something that my teacher always says. He says, there's no such thing as coincidence, only things that our mind can't fully understand or fully comprehend in the moment. And so I always think about that, and I just thought it was kind of like a little twinkle, something interesting that I noticed. So kind of going back to Hanuman and what he represents and something that I've been contemplating, I've been thinking about integrity. And Hanuman truly embodies what it means to have integrity. In the Bhagavatam, which is a very sacred text, we'd be so lucky and fortunate to understand that text in this lifetime or to be introduced to it. But it says, and I know that I've said this before, but in the Bhagavatam, it says to be as humble as a blade of grass, but as sturdy as a tree. And that's Hanuman, right? Being extremely devotional and of service, having humility, but then also having this inner integrity and this inner fortitude and this strength. And so I've been contemplating integrity a lot, and this is a quality that's so meaningful to me and so important to me, and how alleviating it is to have integrity. You know, I think that when we are not in integrity with ourself, it can create a lot of suffering. And so for me, when I think about the definition of integrity, it's when our words, thoughts, and action align. It's when our words, our thoughts, and our actions align. And when we can really be in that space for the majority of the time, it won't be perfect, but for a lot of the time, we'll be living in a dharmic way, and we will be literally living truth. It will be truth in action. Our life will be truth in action if we can manage to align those things for ourselves. And I think about times that I've created suffering for myself where, and luckily I've outgrown this for the most part, but this caused me a lot of problems when I was younger. Perhaps there was something in a relationship that I wanted. I'm sure I've used this like as a example before, but like I want attention, or I want them to come closer to me. And instead of saying, I want this person closer, I want you to come closer, I want attention, I'm feeling needy or whatever, I would repel them or ignore them or whatever. That was not helpful. First of all, horrible strategy. Never recommend doing it. Second of all, it caused me a lot of suffering for the relationships that were authentic. For the relationships that were toxic, it was playing the game, right? But for the relationships that had integrity, the dharmic relationships, it caused problems. When I learned how to align what it is that I wanted, my thought, with my words saying, hey, I'm needy, can I get attention? And my actions aligned, my relationships improved. I improved as a person. And that's an example that I think that a lot of us could probably relate with, but it manifests in so many different areas and regions of life where sometimes we think that if we act a certain way, we can like manipulate the situation into our favor. It never works. When we act that way, when we act in such a way that is not in alignment with what it is that we're truly wanting, when we're trying to like manipulate an outside circumstance, we're not acting dharmically, first of all, but we're also creating some sort of chaos, or we're playing in and feeding into some sort of chaos, because everything in this life that is true, it will allow us to operate from a place of integrity. I've spent a lot of time contemplating this. For things in life that are true, we will be able to act with integrity in a way that is healthy and supportive and creates balance in our life. So if a relationship is true for us, our words, thoughts, and actions can align, and it will create peace. If a job is for us, our words, thoughts, and actions can align, and it will be peaceful and positive. It will be a positive experience for us. And so I hope that this is helpful. Perhaps y'all have already thought about this and like integrated it. I think that there are still areas of life for me where I can integrate this. I try every day, but definitely not perfect. And so hopefully, if you haven't thought about it, it's helpful. And if you have thought about it, hopefully this is just kind of like a little reminder. And so that's from Hanuman. I mean, from the inspiration of Hanuman. So that is what I've been contemplating in regards to this full moon. And of course, as I was mentioning, focusing on health and wellness and amplifying health and wellness. The moon is aspected by Jupiter and Mars, creating this very powerful, emboldened, creative, courageous energy. And I do want to emphasize that this is a highly creative time. And so you may be thinking like art or painting or drawing or poetry. It could be that, but it could also be creative in your way, in the way that you're creative in life. And you could be a computer programmer. You could be a parent. You could be a teacher, a professor. My favorite professors were always creative. And so it can amplify the courage and bravery to express from that place creatively, or take some sort of leap of faith, or try something you haven't tried before that you've been feeling inspired to do. And it could also be with words, right? Like sharing from the heart or having a conversation you've been wanting to have. So Mercury and Rahu will be in the same degree for this full moon. And I think I said full moon right then. I'm a little out of it. I'm a little Vata deranged, but full moon. We're having a full moon, I promise. But this Mercury and Rahu combination is significant because Mercury is the ruler of Virgo. And so this could add a little bit of confusion. It could cause a little bit of an illusionary aspect as well. And so it's even more important to focus on this concept of alignment and integrity and dharma. But with that, Mercury is the media, it's travel, it's advertising. This could be a time where the media is like, there's probably going to be a lot happening. And I want to remind you all just to be mindful of what we're watching. The media in and of itself, there's always an agenda, right? There's always someone somewhere wanting us to think something or do something, right? But I think that that is going to be kind of like an all-time high. So just kind of be mindful, be aware. Mercury is also the nervous system and skin. And so be extra mindful of your nervous system. Be mindful of your skin. Do some pranayama or breath work. That'll help soothe the nervous system. Be mindful of any skin ailments. It could also affect the lungs as well. So just take extra care, especially if you have any like planets in Aries, it could affect you a little bit more. And the other thing I want to say is Mercury with Rahu, it can create a little bit of that manipulative behavior or deceptive communication, illusionary communication, people saying things that they know you want to hear. So be really mindful of that behavior from the external world and be really mindful of that behavior coming from yourself as well. And of course, Mars is moving through Gemini still, which is also contributing to some of this media madness. But we are having a Parivartana yoga, which is a sign exchange between Mercury and Mars. And so this is a great time to bring creative ideas to fruition, truly, especially if you're in speaking or writing or blogging, anything online, anything on the media. It's an amazing time to grow and expand. But it's also a really amazing time for trade and commerce. So if you have a business, if you do, again, any type of like trade work or if you're like an entrepreneur, this is a very, very powerful time to implement new ideas, to spread the word about what it is that you're selling or what it is that you're doing. It's just a great time to promote your message and to get things out there. And there's a lot of emphasis around travel during this period as well. So you may be feeling wanderlusty. You may be thinking about plans, especially for like Gemini and Aries, or maybe a little bit more of this restless energy, more of this desire to get on the move and travel in some way. And there may literally be a business trip that you're being called to. And that really goes for any of the signs. It depends on your birth chart and your planetary placements. But for some of you, you may actually be summoned for a business trip. And so Venus is preparing to move out of Aries into the sign of Taurus. And Taurus is the sign that's naturally ruled by Venus. Venus rules Taurus. And so when Venus moves into Taurus into April, I think that that's going to stabilize a lot when it comes to love, romance, relationships. Venus has been with Rahu in Aries. And so some of you may have felt a little bit of a shift in relationship, maybe a little bit of a rocking of the boat, perhaps. Rahu can make things really exciting and passionate and interesting and different in some way, but it can also make things a little bit more illusionary and hard to understand. So for some of us, we may have kind of caught this cloud of Rahu in regards to our relationship life, maybe contemplating things or reconsidering things. Some of us could have met somebody really new and exciting, perhaps someone from a foreign land. Maybe your partner was even traveling during this time. But relationships have definitely taken a little bit of a karmic turn with Venus and Aries, but it's getting ready to move into Taurus here at the beginning of April. And as I mentioned, I think that'll stabilize things quite a bit. So we can all be looking forward to that. But otherwise, I think that that's all that I have for you today. The final thought that I've been having is, and this is independent of astrology, though probably interwoven into astrology because everything is connected. But I've been thinking about the greatest service, right, in the name of Hanuman, because we're talking about service. So it is all connected. See, the greatest service that we can do is keep our own mirror clean. So Ram Dass, he kind of coined this phrase. I believe he's the one who coined it. Perhaps, I'm sure somebody taught it to him too at some point. But it's polishing the mirror. And I've been contemplating the mirror of our perception. And when we move through life and we experience hardship and difficulty and loss and disturbance, it kind of creates this fog and speckles and like splats on our mirror, and it impairs our ability to see ourselves clearly and to see other people clearly. And when we meet other people or we're in contact with other people, we can kind of like project that fog and those splats and whatever onto them, right? And so one of the greatest services that we can do for ourselves and for others is to try to continuously polish that mirror so that we can see ourselves clearly and that we can see others clearly. And I think it's a beautiful devotional service to come back to that every day of our life with ourself, you know, because we are, how we view the world is a combination of everything we've ever experienced. Isn't that amazing? It's like we're living from this template of early experiences and then maybe some not as early experiences too. But it controls our behavior and it controls our opinions and it controls how we view the external world. And I think that happiness and peace can really come to us when we do that work of polishing so that we can see things authentically as they are without projecting our own stuff onto them, right? And so I hope that that makes sense. I am like mountain stoned, so to speak, sun stoned, I don't know. But I'm altered and it feels amazing because I've been in nature and just absorbing all of the prana. So if you're familiar with that term prana, prana is life force energy. And when we're out in nature, we're absorbing all of that prana and life force. And so I hope that this was helpful. I hope that you're feeling inspired for the upcoming full moon, kind of doing your own spring cleaning, release, letting go, getting in alignment with your integrity, your words, thoughts, and action. If you've been needing to clear things away on an energetic level, getting outside and getting in nature is one of the best ways to do it. Taking off your shoes, getting in the sun, letting the wind hit you, kind of maybe driving out away from the city. It's a phenomenal way to clear. So hopefully you can have that opportunity if you've been needing it. I hope, again, that this served you in some way. If you'd like to schedule a reading, you can go to innerknowing.yoga. If you'd like to follow me on Instagram, it's astrologynow_podcast. And my Patreon, where I do weekly horoscopes, is patreon.com/astrologynowpodcast. Again, my name is Christine Rodriguez. This is Astrology Now. Thank you so much.